This is a commutation, phase one hearing for Tawita Nimiti, ABC number 205035, Mr. Arizona Board of Deputy Clemency. We have three board members present for the hearing, and one is Dr. Steve Wright, and Bill Thomas, and my name is Dave Dale. I'll be the hearing lead. Mr. Nimiti is 13 years old and is serving a six-year sentence for narcotic drug violation and a concurrent six-year sentence for a dangerous drug violation. These sentences began on May 15, 2016. Mr. Nimiti is asking for a 2.5-year reduction of his sentence. His current TRADS date is April 2021. And if this reduction is granted, his new TRADS date would be February 27, 2019, which would make it a time-served reduction. Mr. Nimiti is asking for this reduction because he feels the 6 years is excessive, considering the small amount of heroin and methamphetamine that he was in possession of. He did not have any prior felony drug convictions, and he wasn't on parole or probation at the time of this offense. He also believes it is excessive compared to other sentences for similar crimes. The instant offense occurred on May 23rd, 2015. He was at a QT gas station store, and he purchased some groceries. Several fight began between some individuals, so he left, but he forgot his groceries, so he went back to pick up the groceries. He saw a friend, so he stopped to see, talk to the friend, and while he was talking to the friend, the police arrived, asked him about the fight, and he said he didn't know anything, but they did check his identification, and he had a warrant out for his arrest, so they searched him and found 0.22 grams of meth and 0.64 grams of heroin in his possession. He states that he was tried in absentia, but the packet doesn't contain a whole lot of information about that. He was tried and convicted of this, the instant offense, and he was sentenced on January 19, 2017. And the reason he was tried then and picked up as a result of an arrest on August 14, 2016, he was apparently, the police were called by his wife because he had taken her purse, and when they stopped him, although he tried to ride her on a bicycle, they found a lot of narcotics and money in her purse. And he was allowed to do probation for that charge, but he was tried and sentenced on this original charge. Also, when he was charged on this, the court recognized one historical felony prior, even though it was auto theft, not a drug charge. But it seems that he also has numerous misdemeanor arrests for drugs, drug paraphernalia theft, and he had numerous warrants due to failure to appear. He had an extensive arrest record that would include a lot of drugs, and it seems that he had continuous involvement with drugs, even though he wasn't convicted under any felony convictions prior to this. Based on the criminal history and the fact that the 2 6-year sentences were concurrent to consecutive, and the idea that he was had committed other drug offenses while he was, and I'm not sure whether he was on release or whether he was had absconded on the original charges, but he was, while he was free before he was sentenced on this charge, he committed other drug offenses. And based on that, I don't find these secure sentences to be at all excessive, but I'm going to listen to discussion from my fellow board members if there is any. No discussion, well, based on all the information in this commutation packet, I am going to move to not pass Mr. Tavita Niente, ABC number 205035, to not pass him forward to a phase two hearing. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree. With myself, second by Mr. Knosa, and we'll be right out the way in this one hearing, and thank you for attending.